The retirement tsunami has been the boogeyman of federal HR people for years. So far, though, the wave has never really hit. What if that retirement tsunami never does materialize? FederalNewsRadio.com's managing editor Julie Ziegler joined me to share the results from our retirement survey and some of your thoughts.
This is part of our three-day special report, The Reverse Retirement Wave, planning for a workforce that's aging in place. A little different than what we've talked about before when we talk about things like the retirement tsunami, which has never materialized, at least not yet. The special report is being done on our afternoon show, In Depth with Francis Rose. And as part of that special report, we conducted a survey of federal employees, both retired and those currently still in government. And the findings were pretty interesting when it came down to this issue of retirement. So when you look at the number of people who are eligible to retire, and that was the question we asked, are you eligible to retire? And the ones that said yes, but that they hadn't retired yet, of those, 46% have been eligible to retire for 1 to 3 years. Another 20% have been eligible to retire for 4 to 6 years. And 12% have been eligible to retire for 6 to 10 years and haven't. So that's at least 78% of people who are eligible to retire in the federal government right now and haven't. And that's a pretty big number.
Well, I think it says two things. One, the pay is better when you don't retire.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, if you're that ready to retire, you would, which means to me that people are still engaged in their work and enjoy it, despite some of the other surveys that have come out, the viewpoint survey interpretations that keeps saying low morale, low engagement levels, maybe not so true for people that have been working for a long time.
So interesting you should say that, Tom. I think you're right. So we got a lot of people who responded and said the same thing. Money is one of the big drivers of keeping people in their federal jobs. So one of the questions we asked, what are the top three reasons that people retire? They can afford to retire. They were ready to retire. And job satisfaction. The last reason people chose to retire? Private sector opportunities. Amazingly enough, you know, a lot of times I think we think people aren't being paid enough in the government and therefore they leave government in order to go to some big cushy job in the private sector. And according to our survey results, that's just not what's happening. On the flip side, getting at what you said, Tom, why do people stay? 60% say pay and benefits is the number one reason they stay. And we had some comments on that from users. One person said, based on my unscientific survey, I believe that many federal employees are staying past minimum retirement age because they anticipate that there will be another separation incentive pay voluntary early retirement offered in the near future, and they just cannot stand the idea of missing out on that extra $25K before taxes, of course.
It's like playing the slot machine and not being able to get up and go away because the next person that sits down will get the jackpot.
That's exactly right. And another person said, agree on FERS employees generally having to stay longer than CSRS to get the income needed for retirement. The other issue is the lack of opportunity to train the new employees, if any, coming up behind the prospective retiree. At least in my agency, there was and is a hiring freeze, and no one was hired even after a net loss of 4 of a total of 10 attorneys. So no one was even available to accept any pass down of corporate knowledge, and it walked out the door.
Yeah, and I think that attorneys, that's a group that you might think would go a lot to the private sector afterwards, and some do. But, you know, the people we deal with as guests on, you know, my show and on Francis's show tend to be the top echelons,
mm-hmm.
and they are the ones that are more mobile, that are more sought by industry. But millions of federal workers operating at the mid-levels and maybe at the operational levels, TSA officers and so forth, don't have big systems integration company opportunities or big law firm opportunities. And so for them, retirement is retirement. And retirement nowadays in this day and age is a scary proposition.
It's absolutely true. And we actually had a few, experts, if you will, former CHCOs, Ron Sanders, now of Booz Allen Hamilton, former CHCO at ODNI, and Jeff Neal, now of ICF International and former CHCO at DHS, who we invited to speak on a panel to talk about that very issue, Tom. And one thing that Ron said was, what I worry about is what that demographic is going to look like in 3 to 5 years, because I do think there is a retirement bubble. I think the numbers bear that out. You have a fairly substantial number of folks who are postponing retirement, and I think that can only last so long. I worry about the trough that's behind them, because we have now been managing the federal government's workforce largely through hiring freezes and attrition through the better part of a half a decade. We've been through that before, and we know the negative consequences of that. Now, on the flip side, Jeff Neal says, when we asked, you know, what this tells us about the workforce and what may be coming down the road, Jeff Neal says, although at a micro level, one or two people at a time maybe decide to retire based on a horrible experience with a supervisor, or they've been furloughed one time too many or had one pay freeze too many, for the most part, people make that decision, one of the biggest life changes they make, to retire based on can they afford it and are they ready to retire?
That's right. I think the readiness is a big issue. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler. Clearly, this has struck a chord with people.
It did.
Because it is the single most important life event in your work life, besides taking a job in the first place, is the decision to retire. And this is true across all sectors. And I think in that sense, federal employees are of a kind and a brotherhood and sisterhood of people working everywhere in the sense of retirement.
Well, absolutely. And like you said, that's not a decision you can take lightly. It changes for some people their lifestyle. You know, if you're not going to be making as much money as you had when you're working, you know, how does that mean you'll have to live? Or have you done well enough for yourself that you've been able to accumulate a nice little nest egg and your life won't change all that much? But it is a decision that I think, you know, this isn't just for federal employees, but that people take very seriously, as they should. And maybe that's another reason, you know, why we haven't seen folks leaving retirement just because they're eligible to retire. They haven't been leaving as early as possible.
Well, for many people, let's face it, their work is their identity.
Mm-hmm.
And once you leave, you wonder, you know, did I count? Did I matter? Do I still matter? Do I still have an identity? Or am I just one of those people that are not seen, not heard right. from, and just collecting a pension? And so I think the psychological idea of retiring in many ways might be harder to figure out for people than the economic or the financial.
I think that's right. And so one of the other questions, though, that we asked was about phased retirement and how many people actually plan to take phased retirement or use it. And this is the whole idea that you can partially retire, right? Start collecting your annuity, but still work for the government a few hours a week and mentor new employees, transfer that knowledge, all of that. More than 60% of people that we surveyed said no, they do not plan at this time to use phased retirement. Less than 5% said yes. The others, somewhere in the middle, they weren't sure. We did have a few comments on phased retirement as well. One person said, I agree that for many of us, phased retirement is a great idea. I have been eligible to retire for almost 4 years, and phased retirement would be perfect for me. Local management is supportive of phased retirement, but it's not yet available at our agency. I'm beginning to think it never will be, even though it has now been almost 3 years since the legislation passed. Because a FERS phased retiree cannot get the FERS supplement or TSP, phased retirement is probably more appealing to CSRS people. Since the numbers of CSRS are dwindling, I think interest will be less and less. In addition, although local management is in favor of phased retirement, it appears that HR and headquarters are not very supportive. There comes a time when you just don't wait any longer.
Yeah, and so, you know, phased retirement, I think, is appealing to a lot of people mm-hmm. because you don't turn off your identity of work.
Right.
And you get a lot of, you know, it's satisfying, it's gratifying to train and mentor other people coming up through the ranks.
Once it actually does become, I think, you know, phased retirement is one of those things kind of like telework, right? Where it took agencies a while to get on board. How long it will take for agencies to actually allow phased retirement, I think, is still a question. They're allowed to do it now, but not many, as we can see, are actually offering it. How many people will actually take it up? Is it one of those things that sounds really good, but people won't use it? Or once it becomes more mainstream, will people decide, oh my gosh, this is a great opportunity for me to still kind of feed that need, right? But not do it in a full-time manner.
And if you take phased retirement, that means you can't have a retirement party the day you start the phasing, because if you show up the next day after your retirement party, it somehow just doesn't work.
That's right.
And we should talk about the retirement of the Federal News Radio website as we know it, but in its place,
yes.
Right behind it, is something very special.
Very nice transition, Tom Temin. I like that. So we are getting a new website, federalnewsradio.com, and it's going to be coming in the next few weeks. But what we want to do is we want people's feedback. We want our readers to go check it out, see what we've been working on, and tell us what they like and don't like. And more importantly, because federal employees oftentimes have problems with certain technologies, certain things are blocked on their agency websites, we really want feds to go ahead, check out the new website, and tell us what they can and can't see, what's technologically not working for them. And so it's very easy to check out the new site. You go to our current site, federalnewsradio.com, and right at the top of the page, there's this big red banner that says, you know, check out our website. So we urge people to go there today, tomorrow. We're going to have that up for a few weeks. So please do check it out. Leave us your thoughts, take our survey, and let us know what you think.